Got it, Rex.
Good morning, Tony.
You there? Yeah, sorry.
How are you?
Yeah, good.
Yeah, good, man. I've been at the shop a couple times. I remember you changed the TGV valve sensor for me maybe a few months ago.
Okay.
Yeah, what I realized is one of the bolts, there's two bolts there, screws, one of them fell off, the bottom one, because it's very, very hard to get to be honest. I tried to do it myself because it's right in front of the turbo.
Yep.
Yeah, I've got the bolt, but I need to just to screw it back.
Okay, one of them fell off, you reckon?
Yeah. Look, it's very hard to get to. I tried any tool I have. I can't get to it because it's right in the bottom, in front of the turbo, if you know which one, the sensor.
Yeah.
TGV
valve. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you did it for me. And one of the bolts was on the floor, so I got the camera, not the camera, the mirror to look. It was that one missing.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and also, look, my car had, I reckon I told you 300,000 kilometer plus on it.
Okay.
But the car, the engine is very good health.
Yeah.
It's very good health, no knocking sense, nothing. I'm thinking I want to upgrade it a bit. I was looking online now for turbos for VF22. Do you think the VF22 is pretty good turbo?
Okay. If the engine got 300,000 Ks on it, I would not recommend it.
Yeah,
like,
okay.
It doesn't matter if it sounds healthy or whatever. That means it's got 300,000 kilometers of wear. So just because it's not knocking now, like, we can tune that, and it might not make it off the dyno.
Ah, so might the engine blow up?
Yeah, while it's on the dyno, if it's got that many Ks, and we're, you know, pushing it for more power.
Oh, you're right. So you want to check for, like, before you do the tuning, you won't do any test, anything for like pressure test or
no? We wouldn't want to tune that. Like, there's too many Ks on that engine. If that's the original engine, we wouldn't want to tune that.
I think it's the original, yeah.
Yeah, that's 300,000 is a lot. Like, and if you're pushing for more power, like with a bigger turbo, like that's guaranteed to break.
Guarantee, yeah, no worries. So, how much power do you redo the engine again?
To rebuild it?
Yeah.
So the problem is, like, you wouldn't rebuild that, you'd replace it. So normally we'd do an STI short motor, which is the better block, better pistons, better crank, better rods, all brand new pre-assembled by Subaru.
Yeah, 2.5?
No,
2.5
2.0.
2.0. 2.0, yeah. STI, like, what year?
04 STI.
So my engine will be STI.
Yeah, so the bottom end will be an STI bottom end. Then we'll reuse your heads, get them machined and service and all that sort of thing.
Oh, yeah, I got you. Yeah.
Yeah. So
the bottom end
will be strengthened. That's all you really need. And then machined heads, service, head studs, gasket kit, blah, blah, blah. Like, there's a whole bunch of other parts. Normally ends up around the $15K window.
$15,000.
Yeah, that's basically a brand new engine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so
and those...
Which turbo you use?
At that point, we'd probably be putting on like a GD PSO2. So they're good for about 250 to 260 kilowatt.
260 kilowatt?
Yeah. So the engine will be good for 300.
Oh, okay. No problem. No, so let me think about it and I'll get back to you, Tony. Thank you, man. But
yeah, all good.
Look, man, at the meantime, I want to just put the bolts back. Do you know any idea how I do it?
Yeah, a lot of struggling. They're not easy to get through.
Yeah, I know they're not, man. Like,
you sort of just have to try keep, like, mucking around with it a little bit. It's not, it's a pain in the ass.
It is pain in the ass. So how I do it, like, do you know any idea?
Normally, I just put it in by hands, but, like, it takes a lot of mucking around. Like, there's no tricks to it.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
Because I don't want it to fall off the sensor and then suck me out.
Yeah. You might even be able, like... Can you see, is the hole lined up or has it turned a little bit?
No, nothing turned, man. I look at the mirror, nothing turned on.
You should be able to get the bolt in there with just your fingers, or you might need to put it in the end of the spanner and try start it like that, but yeah, it's not easy. That's a pain in the ass, that one.
Yeah, I know that, I know.
Yeah.
Okay, no worries. Thanks, Tony.
All good. Easy done.
Bye.
Yeah.